awas ya.
If you look at this scene, you're reminded of a medieval street, whether in Paris or London or in the great cities of East Asia. But what is odd is that this is the beginning of the 21st century. So how is it that it's like this? It's particularly odd because the great cities of Asia were more developed and more sophisticated in their technologies than the West. Somewhere like London or Paris looked very backward compared to Kyoto or any of these cities of Asia. So what's happened to lead it to a situation where they're still spinning with a hand spinning wheel, where they're still drying their grains in the sun, where the ducks are still in the street, where there are no cars coming down this very rough cobbles, where there's no television sets and so on? Why is it like this? It really is very strange. The question of why there is this difference has puzzled many historians, and there's no simple answer to it. But in fact, if you look at one or two of the things that are actually here in the street, you get some clues. Okay. One clue is the pile of rice which is being sifted there. Rice was a wonderful crop, but it was very labor intensive, and it meant that you had to have a dense population, which is what happened in Asia, to work it. And it was also not well constructed to be able to use machinery for it. So unlike hard grains, which led towards milling and so on, you had an inhibition on machinery. A second clue is in the spinning wheel here, which is spinning either hemp or cotton. And these are very easy to spin and more difficult to mechanize. Whereas Europe has cloth working, and that led to the cloth industry and later to mechanical weaving. A third clue lies in bits of bamboo which are scattered around here. Bamboo is a wonderful construction material for buildings and for other things, and Europe didn't have bamboos. You also see these bricks and mud brick being used, so they had materials for building. What one really is faced with is that Asia was so rich in ecological and other potential. It had a very nice climate, the sun shining in. It had very good paper, bamboo, grains, and so on. And so it was richly endowed. And this, in a way, was a trap, whereas Europe, which had very few natural resources, it had to mine into the earth, it had to work for its living. This hard work and an attitude towards machinery led to, surprisingly, to the West developing an industrial civilization, and here staying for, this might be, well, 500 years old, staying much the same for 500 years.
Oh,
Va per portà.
Ya que se sabe de morar, ¿cómo le gusta una cosa? ¿Cómo te le dan motor a la feo? 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 ¿Cómo te le